Shanks. He was a great power player, that fella. Howard Shanks. He was a humorous son of a gun.
Was he the practical jokester of the team?
You had a lot of laughs when you were with him. Jim Shaw was a... When Jim was a big power, about six foot one or two, mm-hmm. and just as broad as he was tall. And when he'd throw a ball, he'd go, whoo! He'd let that sigh out of his mouth.
Speaking of Cy, you knew Cy Young by any chance, did you? Ever met him?
I never met him, no. Saw him pitch. I think I saw him pitch. But I never, when I was a kid, I saw that. Leonard, I don't remember Leonard. Because Bucky Harris was he broke in Washington as a second baseman. And he was good then. He came out of the minors. Mm-hmm. Harold Janvin was born in Roxbury. Mm-hmm. He was a good ball player, but he was only with them a short time. Hovlick, I don't remember him at all. Garrity was a good catcher, too. Erickson was a good pitcher. Mm-hmm. Kraft, no, we didn't have him. Or Courtney. Or Ayers. Those are the fellas came after me. They probably, came the year I quit. Mm-hmm. Nicholas... Oh, Altruck. Oh, he was a real old timer. 1999. When he was with the Senators, he was a coach.
Oh, really?
Pitching coach. Yeah.
Oh, so he must have been like a player.
Yeah.
Player.
Well, he was with them, and now he was in his day. Was from what I was told, he was a wonderful pitcher. See, 1990, 1933.
Ooh, Manager, the 33. I'm like,
yeah.
That's a long time to be playing.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. He. When I remember when we went south, he's the fellow that took over the pitchers, the young pitchers, and started to teach us things. And he'd have you chasing bunts all day long to get your legs in shape. That was his excuse.
Okay. Well, I get it.
Well, he was a great. He was. You don't remember it, but there used to be a combat. They were with. I guess they were, they were with the Wash, Schaefer and Altruck. They were comedians.
Really?
Oh, they were, and they were both players past their time, and Griffith took them as an attraction to the people.
Oh, like a vaudeville show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, and they'd put on a show before the ball game, and they'd have the whole damn park busting their sides laughing. One time, I didn't see this, but they were telling me about it, Schaefer, I think he was a Dutchman. They used to do funny little tricks before the crowd, before the game started. And they were giving Schaefer a clap, and he took off his hat, and a bird flew out of it.
See, oh my
things
God.
Like that. Those are the things they did. They were the funniest people.
Now, is that a team picture with you over there?
Over where?
Right on the wall over there. Is that Holy Cross?
That's Holy Cross, yeah.
Which one are you up there?
Well, you won't know me from now.
There I am, there. Yeah. Now there's Ryan, who went with the Giants. There's Joe Dugan. Yeah. Chick Bowen went with the Giants. And none of the others did. And there's the coach. As the graduate manager, and assistant graduate manager. This is, look at his name, slipped my mind. One of the 400 hitters.
Jesse Burkett?
Jesse Burkett. Now, he coached a team down here in whatever the league was in those days.
Oh, really?
Brockton, yeah. He came to us from Brockton. Chick Bowen went with the Giants. Johnny Norton could have gone, but he didn't go. Jim Splane was a good catcher, but he didn't go either. He was offered a job at didn't take. Now, that was us.
No,
this is the third my third year there, I think. Or my second year, I don't know which. Because Johnny Norton was the captain, and he used to be a shortstop, but he didn't play shortstop in my time. I mean, in my last 2 years, we had that kid from North Cambridge. And that's when I was playing golf. That's when I after baseball, I took up golf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you do after you left the baseball career?
Well, I always wanted to be a teacher.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that was my purpose in getting to go to college if I could.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have got, probably wouldn't have got there if I didn't play ball. And I became a teacher in the Boston system in 1922. And that's, I came back from baseball and I said, well, and I went over to BC to get my master's degree. And then I got that in 22 when I passed the exams to teach in Boston.
And how long did you teach?
And I spent from 22 to 66.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I started to teach in the Dearborn School out there in Roxbury. Jim Curley, when he was mayor, went to school a kid. And he built this beautiful school when he got to be mayor.
Yeah, Curley. Wasn't he the one who had the shamrocks on his house? Yeah, that's still there.
Yeah. And I was a teacher there for 2 years. No, South Boston I taught, the Bigelow School.
Mm-hmm.
Then I came over to the Dearborn to 2 years there. And then I became an assistant principal at the Dearborn.
Okay.
And from the Dearborn I became a principal. And I came back to South Boston and in the district I was in before as a principal. And I stayed there till I reached retirement, 70. You had to retire in those days. Now you can stay as long as you want.
Oh, that's true. And you came, how long have you been out in Stoughton now?
11 years. Yeah, I came here when I was living next door to my daughter. I had a little apartment after my wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to have a bigger house, and they came looking, I guess, and she finally found this, and she said, would you want to come and live with us? And I said, well, what are the accommodations? And this was all right for me.
Oh, sure.
So I came out and lived here, and with them, and it's been all right, you know, but...
Yeah, you miss home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Roxbury today, you really wouldn't like. I mean, the way Roxbury has changed so much.
Oh, no. Roxbury's gone. And I had a district... Now, I was supposed... When I started in South Boston as a classroom, a junior high school, mm-hmm. that was supposed to be tough. Well, honest to God, I'd put any one of those kids up for any job at all.
Really?
They were such a wonderful bunch of young fellows. And then when I came back as principal of a district over there, I had three buildings, and I was there for 25 years.
What district was this that you were principal at? When were you principal?
It was the John A. Andrew district.
Uh-huh.
John A. Andrew, and I had the John Boyle O'Reilly School and the Sherman School. He was a hero during the Second World War. They named a school after him.
Oh.
And I had a marvelous staff of teachers, and that was just like sleeping in a feather bed.
Oh.
And I loved teaching. I loved to be with kids, and I enjoyed every bit of it. But you don't never made any money out of it. now they're teachers. If you went as became a teacher in Boston, now you'd start in for $26,000 or $27,000.
Wow.
And in those days, I don't think a classroom teacher got more than $50 or $60 a week.
Wow, that's quite a difference.
And in those days, you had classes of 35 and 40 children in a room.
Well,
but it was a wonderful school system in those days, at Martin School. The whole Boston system in those days was a wonderful system of schooling. Discipline was strict.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and, sure. You know, if it got fresh, your parent was up to the school to see about it because they'd send for them. Mm-hmm. And you didn't see many fresh kids, even in the high school. And I can remember walking along Tremont Street one day, this is when I was all grown up and everything, and these two French teachers from English high school that I had when I was going there as a kid, walking by, and what drew my attention was the French. They were talking French. Gatland and I can't think of the other fellow's name. And a fellow told me, he says, well, if you walked on Tremont Street every afternoon, they'd be coming along talking French.
And they're pretty, pretty
and they were wonderful teachers. Snow and Gotland.
Well, Mr. Gill, I want to thank you very, very much.
Well, I was tickled to have you come.
Yeah, this is
to have you come, well, you'd think I was something famous, but I don't know. How did you come in contact with it? I never tell anybody that I was in the big leagues.
Well, you're in a book. You're in a book. Your address is in a book. Your daughter told me that you get every so often people write to you for your autograph.
Yeah, I still get them. Yeah. And, of course, it's congratulations and all that, but, you know, I'm not a big leaguer in the sense of a real big leaguer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I stuck to it, whether I would have stuck with it if he had let me go to a northern town a second. Mm. But he didn't. And sometimes I wonder, maybe that's what was supposed to happen. Because baseball, if you're lucky, you'll get 15 years in, and you'll have to be damn lucky to get that. Mm-hmm. And if you're not sensible enough to prepare for something on the side, mm-hmm. what are you going to do?
That's true. That's true. Well, you're lucky that you had the teaching dream ahead of you.
Yeah.
That's what
I wanted to teach.
Radio, I'm going to hit this now.